Okay, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Tes. They sold Yosef to the Shmeilim. Then it says, V'yashav Reuven al Abor, V'hine ein Yosef Babor. And Reuven came back to the bar, V'yikras, and Yosef wasn't in the bar, V'yikras begadav. And he tore his clothing. So Rashi brings a medrash that says, V'yashav Reuven, where was Reuven coming from?
It was the bets.
Okay. Someone wanted to call you, and I said no. Anyway, so where was Reuven coming from? Reuven was coming from doing tshuva. Why did Reuven have to do tshuva? Because he moved and switched the bed. So Reuven did tshuva. So V'yesha, he came back from doing tshuva. He was having a tinus, and he was wearing sackcloth. He came back. Oh no, Yosef's not in the bar. The Medrash says, an unbelievable thing. The Medrash says, Hashem said to Reuven, you were the first person in the whole world to do tshuva. So your great-great-great-grandson will be Hoshea. And he's going to be the one to say, Shuva Yisrael. You know Shabbat Shuva? He's going to be one, Hoshea, to say, Shuva Yisrael. That's the Medrash. So Reuven was the first one to tshuva. So your great-great-great-grandson is going to be the one to call out for tshuva. Yes?
Didn't Adam or Cain?
Right. Didn't Adam do tshuva? And didn't Cain do tshuva? What's this all about? Reuven was the first one to do tshuva. He wasn't. As he said, Paro? When did that happen? When did it happen? Okay. Anyway, what? Yishmol did tshuva, right? Yishmol did tshuva ready. And Yishmol, okay. You see, it doesn't really say Yishmol did tshuva, but it does say Cain did tshuva, and does say Adam did tshuva. It doesn't say that Yishmol did tshuva.
Rashi says,
but it doesn't say in the Chumash. But it doesn't say in the Chumash in the tshuva.
I mean, this is how Hagar did it, and then she became a different woman when Abraham married her again?
Yeah. Keturah.
Keturah. Keturah.
What?
Because
what?
It's like
Yidva, like, it was a lot interesting. The way he died, the way
Shmuel
died. That's what the Rashi is going on.
No? Rashi is going on that he put Yitzhak first.
Inspired, no?
He put Yitzhak first.
That no, Rashi that's didn't... the title. That's how he saw it.
Okay, anyway, but it doesn't say Feresh the Chumash. So Izzy's question. How could the Medrash say Reuven was the first one to do tshuva? Yishmael and Adam did tshuva.
Yishmael and Adam?
Yeah. Not Yishmael and Adam. I mean, Kain. Adam and Cain did tshuva. That says in the Torah they did tshuva. That's Izzy's question. That's question number one. The Rambam says that when you were a child under bar mitzvah and you did a hezek to somebody, you don't have to pay when you get older. You have to pay for when you get older. Okay? And everyone asks on the Rambam...
Doesn't the father have to?
What?
Doesn't the father have to?
No. Pigyas and Ra. It's a Mishnah Baba Kama. A katan, when he does something, it's really, he has bad to start with the katan, because he get away with a lot of stuff, the father doesn't have to pay. Anyway, so there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Tzadik Chesam Beis, that it says that Rav Ashi, Bialduso, he burnt someone's shtaros. So the Gemara about Grumma and Garmi, if I remember from last year about Garmi and Sorov Shtarosov, but the Gemara says, oh, and he paid. When he got older, he paid. So everyone asks on this Rambam, hey, it's a Fereshi Gemara. There of Ashi Sorov Shtarosov Bialduso, and then he paid. There's an answer from a pasuk in this week's parsha. You can answer the Rambam from a pasuk in this week's parsha. The Rambam says you don't have to pay for a hezek.
Okay.
when you're cut, and it says that Rav Ashi was sorry she doesn't be able to do so, and then he paid when he grew up. So it says you do have to pay. But there's a really, really great answer from this week's parsha. I want someone to see to answer this Rambam from this week's parsha.
You see on this parsha that you don't have to pay?
No, that's what I'm saying.
That you do have to pay.
That's what I'm saying.
Why he paid?
I'm saying there's an answer from this week's parsha.
Why he paid?
I'm not telling you what the answer is.
No, you know, Rabbi said there's a pasuk that says why he paid if you don't need to.
There's a pasuk that answers this question.
I don't understand.
Well, the question is why would he pay if you don't need to?
The question is what is the question?
Okay, let's go on. Okay, I don't want to give another question now because I'm not going to be here for Reb Chaim Shmuz on the parsha tonight. So, in short, in 5 minutes, a whole shmuz, in 5 minutes. But the aside is tremendous. The aside is tremendous. Yosef seemingly did something very stupid in this week's parsha. You not to say stupid, and you know, but that's the way you just talk, so make it interesting. But Yosef is very, very...
Unwise.
Say what?
Silly.
Unwise. Silly.
That means she comes in and she wants. Okay, they don't like what I said. It comes in and she wants a relation with him, and she tears his coat away, and he runs out, and she says, "Look, I grabbed his coat, and you know, and Joseph's in jail." And, oh, Yosef. Yosef, a simple thing. Yosef was much stronger than her. Yosef, why did he grab it back and run out? Why did he leave it? Why did he grab it back? That's the question. I think Ramban asked that question.
Did he grab what back?
What? The coat.
His shirt.
I mean, the shirt, the coat, what was it?
The undershirt, the cloak.
The cloak.
Yeah,
dug it.
Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't Yosef just grab it back before he ran out? What? Anyway, so Rav Chaim talks about his side. That when you have a Yetzer Hara and you put it off for a second, you lost it. You lost. If you have a Yetzer Hara and you say, I shouldn't do it, run away right now. If you got another second, you lost. I mean, there's people who come to me in my office, always it's the same thing. Rabbi, I feel so bad. I did something wrong with my computer last night. And I said, so when you were about to do it, did you do it was wrong? He said, yeah. I said, what do you do? So I said, oh, what I did was I said to myself, let me check my email, so I won't do that. So he says, I checked my email, but somebody had sent me a YouTube clip. So then I went to the YouTube clip, and then from the YouTube clip, I went this, and okay, and the story was the story. He had his mouse, okay? He had his mouse. But that's not what you do. When you have Yetzer Hara, you got to run away fast. Giving the HR 1 second is not good. And that's what we see from Yosef. Yosef could have saved so much heartache by grabbing back the cloak. But it had been 1 more second. It would have been another second. You can't give the HR 1 more second. That's what the HR wants. He wants 1 more second. He wants 1 second. Don't even give him 1 more second. That's the worst thing. That's probably the biggest churban in Yiddishkeit since the churban Beis HaMikdash is the snooze button. Right? The biggest churban is the snooze button. How many times has the snooze button made you miss Shacharis? A lot. Because the snooze button is just the what?
Too many times.
Yeah.
100%
of the time.
The snooze.
Once you press it.
Once you press it, and that's goof for this thing. You know, the snooze button says, okay, you know, wait a minute, wait 2 minutes, and then, very few people after they push the snooze button, wake up for davening. The snooze button is the biggest korban. You know, someone asked me just yesterday, you know, how can I get for davening? It's so hard, it's so hard. I said, don't use the snooze button. Just, when it comes, man up and jump out of bed. Everyone has a problem getting for davening. I have to get up at 6:15 every day. The alarm goes off at 6:15. If I don't jump out of bed, that's it. You know, if I use the snooze button, that's it. I used to use the snooze button. No, it's, but I was smart. I said, I'll beat the Yetzer Hara. I have to wake up at 6:15, so I'll set the alarm at 6:10. Then I'll do the snooze button. So then, 6:15. No, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Two alarms is always
what?
Two alarms is good.
Yeah.
Away from the bed.
45
alarms.
Away
from the bed.
I know.
Away from the bed.
Yeah. Like, 45. An hour before. 45 alarms every minute until bulletproof.
Yeah. All right, but and Reb Chaim said the same thing for averus and the same thing for mitzvos. I've told this story many times in this year, but it's such an important story to have to say it again. It's so important. Reb Chaim Shulevitz used to tell this story. In the mirror, they were upstairs having lunch. Upstairs. I don't think there was upstairs there. But they were having lunch in the dining room, wherever that was. Having lunch. And, you know, for some reason, they didn't talk about gaming. And they didn't talk about their college classes. They talked about learning.
What?
I know what got into them. They were like frummies over there. But they talked and learning. And someone who saw himself as the biggest bucky, someone said, oh, and Tysus says this and this. And that guy says, there is no such Tysus. And someone tells him, and the person says to him, yeah, the Tysus and the Baba Kamen after this and this and this on the base. And he says, there is no Tysus. And someone had a Baba Kama there, maybe it was on a smartphone or something, I don't know, and showed him Baba Kama. He got so upset, he ran downstairs, and he started learning, and he didn't stop learning for the next, like, you know, couple years, because, you know, he missed the Tysus. He didn't remember the Tysus. And someone, the Rabbi Rucham was the Mashkiach. And someone asked Rabbi Rucham, did he do the right thing? Because he didn't bench. He didn't bench. He just jumped up without benching. So Rabbi Rucham say, it's always wrong not to bench. But if he would have benched, he wouldn't have become the gadol that he was. Once you bench, once it's another 5 minutes, you know, this whole thing, this whole fervor, I got to go learn, goes away. When you want to do a good thing, also, you decide, I want to do something. I want to do a good thing. And that's the same thing. You know, I always talk about my experience in my office. Oh, yeah, Rabbi, I'll come to say, I'm going to start tomorrow. That's a snooze button again. I'm going to start tomorrow is just a snooze button, okay? It should never be, I'll start tomorrow. If you decide to change your ways in some way, you got to start right away or else it's not going to happen. You got to start right away. Always. I'll come to Seder tomorrow. I'll come today. I'll do today. I'll come to night Seder today. There's no... The easiest thing to say is, I'll start tomorrow. Oh, it's the easiest
thing.
Unless it's a diet. Of course. That you have to say, I'll start tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have to have what you think is your last big meal. That's what you think. That's what you think it's going to be. But you have to have that. Yes.
Who's the
gadol? What?
Who's the
I never found out who the gadol is. Never find out. But I know he died in the Holocaust. So no one ever knew really about him. Okay, but that's you got to learn that from Yosef. Okay, and you know, there's things that I always say because it's so important. Speaking about going for breakfast or lunch, you know, in Kelm, they had bagels for breakfast. And, you know, a guy ate his bagel and he found a piece of wood in his bagel. So the Alter of Kelm saw that he took out the piece of wood from his mouth. Oh, there was a piece of wood in my bagel. So the Alter of Kelm yelled, let's kill him. Let's kill him. So the guy said, why do you want to kill him? He said, well, that's this week's parsha. The Sarah Ofen, a piece of wood in the bread, and Paro said, we have to kill him. And he got killed. And he did get killed. So we have to kill the baker, the Main Street bagel store. You know, we have to kill them. So they said, what are you talking about? That's to the king. This is to us. You don't get killed for being leaving a piece of wood in some yeshiva bacher's bagel. So Atam Kerem said, but there's a big lesson to be learned from this. You give something to the king every single day. Three times a day you give something to the king. Who's the king? Kadosh Baruch Hu. You give him breakfast, lunch, and supper. We call it tefillah. You give him breakfast, lunch, and supper. For the king, you got to make sure that there's nothing in the bagel, that there's nothing in the davening. You want to give him a good davening, or else, hey, it's like Paro and the Sar Ofim. You want to give him a davening without wood chips in the davening. Halavai, it would only be wood chips in my davening. Halavai. I can't believe it that Shemoneh Esrei is the hardest thing to do in the world. Shemoneh Esrei. You start Shemoneh Esrei, then you start thinking about every stupid thing in the world. Why? I don't think about it all day. You know, why into my mind does the stupid thing in the world come during Shemoneh Esrei? And that's the piece of wood that's going to ruin my Shemoneh Esrei. And then you have to fight it and go like this, you know? Or you have to do what I do, is I try to have them so fast that I can't think of anything else. I just, you guys say your words. That's my personal thing. When I start diving slow, I start thinking about the stupidest things in the world. Like, why am I thinking about this? Yeah?
I heard this thing that some people say to feel sederach before they start and then go afterwards because their mind travels so much.
Yeah, okay. But that's it. Like, you know, I don't know why. I don't know why. But if you do it fast, what? Yeah, but that's something else. It's something else.
To this.
No, it's something else.
To
right.
To
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
he says the Chavetz Chaim said that there's a very good thing to run to daven fast, because you go to a forest, there's lions and tigers and bears. There's lions and tigers and bears in the forest. Stop it! There's lions and tigers and bears in the forest. You say, oh, I'm going to go slowly. No, you don't want to get eaten. You run through the forest. My Shemoneh Esrei, so many lions and tigers and bears attack me. I gotta go fast. I can't stay still. But that's not saying everybody. Everyone has their own. If you could daven slow and have kavana and not have lions and tigers and bears, that's the best thing. That's the best. If you could train yourself, it's the best. How do you train yourself, by the way? You train yourself by saying the first bracha. My whole Shemoneh Esrei is the first bracha. I don't care what happens from then on. And I'll let myself be attacked by everything. And you do it for a week or two, the first bracha. Then you say, well, let me try two brachas. That's the way to do it. It could take a year. It could take 2 years. But that's the way to do it. It's not going to happen. Oh, I want to dive into Kavana. That doesn't happen.
Maybe.
Yes.
Regarding Alina, that was like on Rosh Hashanah. Like, that was my thing that I took upon myself.
Yeah.
To read after each tefillah Alina in the Siddur.
Yeah. That's good. Little by little.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we have to go down to Mincha. We are continuing the sugya on Monday, and I'm looking forward to learning with everybody on Monday.
Exactly.
And I need